Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You are not ultimately in charge of what happens to those.
Release?
You gotta let them go, Kendall. Don't you think you have to let go? Let go. go.
Yes.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from whatever.
Got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
This week we're celebrating Cliff's 30th birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, happy birthday! Hear all those party whistles, Cliff. It's your birthday.
Hear all those party whistles. What a way to begin middle age with so many party whistles. I love it.
Cliff, it's all downhill from here.
Kendall, it was all downhill this way.
It's going to get even worse.
Kendall, I want you to release all your judgments about what it is to turn 30. Kendall, I'm surrounded by so many wonderful people who are already 30 or even older, like your mom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurch.
Oh, Cliff, don't talk about her age. You know, she gets all offended. She won't even let us have a birthday party for her anymore.
Kendall, it's a fire code thing, okay? But no, because you know what? Do you know what, Kendall? I'm so ready, because I think the 20s, the whole decade of your 20s, is so full of this, like, self-examination, and you're just so self-absorbed, and you're so concerned with you, and I'm so excited to leave all of that behind.
Oh, me too.
All of the problems of our stupid 20s, which were okay in the beginning, but I think you'll agree, only got worse as they wore on and on and on and on.
You know, we were presidents of the film school in our 20s.
We were, Kendall. That was our mistake. We peaked in the middle. It was a mountain peak of a decade.
Well, we did have this show started in our 20s.
We did, which there was a minor bump back up, but then it went right straight back down. But you know, it's symbolic also of our ratings. There was a bump when we both subscribed, but then it just went right down after that.
When we canceled our own subscription.
When we're like, this is a bit much even for me. So
maybe there'll be somebody out there that'll want to listen to it. I don't know. Cliff, how does it feel? Seriously, how does it feel? I know I asked you, how does it feel all the time? How does it feel to be 30 years old? Like, is your mindset different? Do you think about life differently? Or does it feel like just another day?
Let me put it to you this way, okay, Kendall? If you change your thoughts, you can change
your socks,
your life. If you just do what I'm doing, Kendall, 30 years of following the Dow, and you just change Change your thoughts.
Oh, thoughts. Because I thought you said socks. I was like, this is not making any sense.
This is not making any sense, Kendall. That's what our listeners have been thinking for like 5 minutes already.
Yes.
And I agree.
Oh, my God. How have we been going on for 5 minutes already, Cliff? Hurry up and get your birthday going.
I know. Tyler's been blowing up balloons all day.
Poor Tyler. He's
still
passed
not
out.
Done. He's still not done. I bought him one of those, a pup, but it was broken. It was missing a piece. And so he's just been blowing them up in there. And so he's, you know how lightheaded he is already, anyway.
Normal.
What was I talking about? It's
I
fine.
I don't
it's
know.
Fine. There are a bunch of people who are over 30, and they are fantastic. And Kendall, you know how positive I like to be these days. You know how I look on the bright side, and I'm looking for the meaning.
Oh, Cliff, if I put you are next to positive in the dictionary.
Every situation that I'm in, I'm trying to think, what can I learn? What can I take from this? How can I make the best of this situation, Kendall? We're all expressions of the eternal Tao.
I think you just described yourself to a T, Cliff.
30.
30. Positive.
I lost it. I lost it, everybody.
I don't think you ever had it, Cliff. I don't think you ever had it.
If it comes back to me, I'll let you know.
30.
You did do a wonderful job of explaining yourself to the listeners, though. You're so positive. You find the bright side in every situation.
Oh, yeah. See, when you're older, when you're over 30, like me, sometimes you walk into a room, you're like, what was I doing? And it takes you a minute. Oh, I'm on the air. This is a podcast. And then you remember what you're talking about.
This is the show.
I'm so positive, but yes. I will harken back to my negative, downward thinking 20-something year old. And the older I get, Kendall, it's 1 year closer to my inevitable death. Kendall, it's a journey we all take alone.
If only we could take it sooner. Cliff,
Maybe we won't even make it through bad jokes, everybody. We might not. There could be a nuclear cataclysm. Because you know what? This could be...
Cliff, our listeners are praying for that to happen.
Every generation. This could be being listened to by some being from another dimension has come down. They've found an eradicated Earth. The ice caps have melted, Kendall, but one thing survived. It was an iPod. It must have been my iPod because it had all the episodes of our show on it. And this is what they're hearing. And even them, they're thinking, maybe I'll be dead by the time Bad Jokes is over. I can't take it.
Or Cliff, they use it as torture in Afghanistan.
Kendall, it's now classified right up there with waterboarding. Our show is.
It's at Guantanamo Bay. They did it at Guantanamo Bay. They make it listen to old episodes of our show. And Cliff, that is no joke.
That'll learn them. That's not a joke.
I wish it were a joke. I wish our listeners loved our show. Oh, okay, Cliff. I'm going to tell you a
wish
joke.
In one hand and then shit in the other.
Oh, and see which one smells. Cliff, yeah. I've got a joke for you on your birthday.
It's this, Kendall. I'm 30 years old.
Oh, Cliff.
I don't have much time left. This damn well better be a good one.
Oh, I hope I deliver, Cliff. All right, Cliff, a rather confident man walks into a bar and takes a seat next to a very attractive woman. He gives her a quick glance and then casually looks at his watch for a moment. The woman notices this and asks, is your date running late? And he says, no, I just bought this state-of-the-art watch and I was just testing it. And the intrigued woman says, a state-of-the-art watch? What's so special about it? And he says, it uses alpha waves to telepathically talk to me. And she says, ooh. Well, what is it telling you now? And he says, well, it tells me that you are not wearing any panties. And the woman...
Whoa, what a nosy watch.
But the woman giggles, and she says, well, it must be broken because I am wearing panties. And the man says, the damn thing must be an hour fast.
Oh, sluts.
Sluts. Oh, bitch one and bitch two, belching in my face. That's what I call your love handles, bitch one and bitch two, Cliff. Tell me
now. Oh, God. Kendall... Waves like a river. Speaking of my love handles.
I thought you were.
It was the day of the big sale. And ooh, rumors of the sale and some advertising in the local paper were the main reason for the long line that formed by 8:30 in the morning in front of the store. This must have been the day after Thanksgiving.
Everybody. It was like when our book came out. But
it was, only they were there to return it because people did, it was accidentally shipped. People had tried to order the new John Grisham novel and they got sent our novel. It, riots ensued. Why did nobody want to be a big fat podcaster? Only 25 lessons. That's not undoable.
Don't be bitter, Cliff. Tell the joke.
Oh, that's what I've said about losing 10 pounds. That's not undoable. It's not an impossible thing to do. But apparently I'm wrong, Kendall. First day of it was a big sale, day after Thanksgiving, and a small man, he pushed his way to the front of the line, only to be pushed back amid loud and colorful curses. Oh. And on the man's second attempt, he was punched square in the jaw, knocked around a bit, and then thrown to the end of the line. Kendall, what a rowdy crowd.
Rowdy crowd.
As he got up the second time, he said to the person at the end of the line, "That does it. If they hit me one more time, I don't open the damn store." They don't even know. Kendall, sometimes we don't even know. We're working against ourselves like every minute of every damn day, Kendall, of our lives, where we're shoveling it in, shoveling it in, shoveling it in. All the food into our huge, big, fat, food hoarding bodies.
Listen, how positive you are, Cliff.
Good night. It came out. It's popped like a zit.
This comes and goes. This is the
toxic gas of my 20s being released out of my body. It's like an exorcism. This is like an exorcism today's show, everybody.
Cliff, an old man, goes to the doctor for his yearly physical. His wife tags along. And when the doctor enters the exam room, he tells the old man, "I need a urine sample, a stool sample, and a sperm sample." And the old man was, "Cliff, you were very hard of hearing," and you turn to your wife and says, "What'd he say?" And she says, "He wants your underwear."
You know us old fogies. That's the way we roll.
Can't hold your colon or your bladder. Yes, Cliff. Tell me a note.
What is this? About another 6 weeks. I think you'll know a lot of what I'm talking about.
God, no.
Kendall, we three kings of Orient are, guess who? Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and George W. Bush. And they were set to face a firing squad in a small Central American.
That's a weird name town.
Toxic gas of my 20s, Kendall, being released in unusual ways this week. All right, those three guys, they're all in front of a firing squad in a Central American country. And Bill Clinton, newly vegan, he was the first one placed against the wall. And just before the order was given, he yelled out, "Earthquake!" That's Bill Clinton.
Earthquake!
And the firing squad, idiots, they all fell into a panic, and Bill just jumped over the wall and escaped in the confusion because he's so healthy now, everybody. Al Gore, inventor of the internet from which you downloaded this podcast, you listener. Al Gore was the second one placed against the wall, and the squad was reassembled, and Al, he pondered what he had just witnessed. And again, before the order was given, Al yelled out, "Tornado!" And again, the squad fell apart. And Al slipped over the wall. And the last person, Kendall, George W. Bush, everybody, two-term president, he was placed against the wall. And he was thinking, "I see a pattern here. Yeah, just scream out something about disaster and hop over the wall."
Oh, God.
And so he confidently refused the blindfold as the firing squad was reassembled. And as the rifles were raised in his direction, he grinned. Oh, that cute little adorable grin he had from ear to ear. And he yelled, "Fire!"
Fire! Idiot President Cliff.
If only You know that day that one reporter, God bless him, threw his shoe at George W. Bush? If only that whole room had thrown all of their shoes at him.
God. Cliff, that joke was so long, I took my pants off in the middle of it.
That joke was so long, where is President Bachman?
Oh,
is
God.
She, okay,
please,
has she been?
No.
Has she been taken to an underground safety zone because of the timbre of that joke?
Cliff, if that happens, it'll be Cliff and Kendall from Australia.
Kendall, if we're leaving America, cut the shit. We're going to Amsterdam. I don't give a goddamn what you
say. I do like the sound of Cliff and Kendall down under. Cliff,
we'll do it from a spider hole like that one that Charles the Contractor made for Saddam Hussein.
Yes, yes. All right, Cliff, there was this lawyer in honor of you, and he was just waking up from anesthesia after surgery, and his wife was sitting by his side, and his eyes fluttered open, and he said, "You're beautiful," and then he fell back asleep, and his wife had never heard him say that, so she stayed by his side. A couple minutes later, his eyes fluttered open and said, "You're cute," and the wife said, she was disappointed. She said, "But you said I was beautiful a minute ago, and now you're saying I'm cute. What happened?" And he says, "Oh, the drugs are wearing off."
Oh, Kendall, you know what my advice to him would be?
What?
Get more drugs.
Oh, Cliff, everybody should.
All right, Kendall, you never guess who? Bubba.
Bubba,
he was from the lower valley, and he decided he wanted to get married to his sweetheart. So, enjoying some grits and gravy for dinner one evening, Bubba, he brought up the subject with his ma and pa. "Bubba, you can't get married yet," insisted ma. "You're the baby of the family." "But ma," Bubba protested, "I just had my 38th birthday last week." Kendall, can you believe it? It'll be no time before we're having my fucking 38th birthday episode.
Oh, I can't believe it.
"We know that, Bubba," Papa chimed in, "but your ma and me, we think you should put off getting married until after you graduate from high school."
Oh, no.
"Bubba, everybody."
Well, Cliff, I think you should put off getting married till you graduate from school too.
I think, God, I cannot get married. I cannot have children. I've got student loans. Kendall, Mr. Snodbottom will not raise me up to a livable wage. And there you go. What's worse than 10 dead babies nailed to a tree?
Oh, 11 dead babies nailed to a tree?
Oh no! One dead baby nailed to. 10 trees.
Oh. I was close.
How can you tell a tough lesbian bar?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. How?
Even the pool table has no balls.
Oh.
And what is the difference between great literature and pornography, other than one of them you're really familiar with and the other you're not so much?
One's amazing and one sucks. Get it?
Oh, literature is frequently dusty but rarely dirty. And Kendall, why? Why? When you're in your 20s, you find yourself asking why about a lot of things. And
like,
in your
why
30s,
won't you ask me the question for the joke?
In your 30s, Kendall, you just let it go and you just roll. Kendall, when we have your 30th birthday episode, and I've talked for 12 minutes in the middle of one joke, nobody remembers how it started. We all just go with it, and that's how it will be.
Okay.
You'll see. Why did Humpty Dumpty push his girlfriend on the wall?
I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Oh, he wanted to see her crack.
Ooh. Dirty Humpty Dumpty, that slut.
What a slut egg.
she was a bad egg, Cliff. I gotta take a break. I've gotta go get a fire extinguisher for your birthday cake just in case we don't set a fire.
I hope so. Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Up until now, you couldn't find a ready-to-spread frosting with the homemade goodness of any butter added. Up until new Betty Crocker Creamy Deluxe. Taste the homemade difference in the only ready-to-spread frosting that has added a touch of fresh, creamery butter. Try it with your next super moist cake. New Creamy Deluxe, buttery smooth taste, so much like homemade, you can't tell them apart.
You and Betty Crocker can make someone happy.
And now back to the show.
There's something that's keeping me from getting sleep. Kendall, there's something you've got to promise me. You know I'm getting older, don't think I'll ever marry. If I weren't allergic, I'd be crazy cat lady. You can make me happy, make my life worth living. Kendall, you just have to promise me. You won't ever, ever stop our show. Even if it's getting old. Come on, say you won't. Kendall, what you waiting for? No, don't stop the show. No, don't stop the show. No, don't stop the show. Where will I go? If you stop the show.
With what has gotten in your brain? You should know me and you, we are both the same. You may see in the future, I may love my children, but our show will stay my number one, baby. This show's like my family, more than my real family.
Kendall, you just blew my mind tonight. We won't ever, ever stop our show. True, how low the ratings go. Don't care how fat we grow. Listeners, what you waiting for? No, won't stop the show. No, won't stop the show. No, won't stop the show.
Santa goes ho 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 ho.
Won't stop the show. Nobody could ever stop us. Keep podcasting till the world ends. Nuclear bomb or a famine. Keep podcasting till the world ends. Keep podcasting till the world ends. Keep podcasting till the world ends.
No. Oh, Cliff, we're back on your 30th birthday episode.
Kendall!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fatso. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
I want you to count down your top 30 favorite things about me.
Oh my god. And I need a month prep for something like that. Oh, Cliff, every show we've done in the past 10 weeks has been how much we love each other and have told you how great you are and wonderful.
I know.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I couldn't do the show without you.
I couldn't do the show without you.
All right, well, Cliff, speaking of songs, it's time for us.
Where are we speaking of songs?
A little game show that I am terrible at, but I'm going to try it again anyway. It's time for the game show that makes you want to sing out loud. Songs you should know. And now here's your host, one with perfect pitch, one without. You be the judge, Cliff and Kendall. Oh, wonderful. Oh, that is not a song that I've ever heard of. I don't know that song. Cliff, sing me a song, Mr. Piano Man.
How do I get through one night without you. If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. And if you ever leave, Kendall, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now,
how do I live without
you? I want to know. Oh. Right, Kendall, good job. Good job.
I got one. Cliff, when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. Are you laughing at my singing?
No, I'm thinking, do you do Bridge Over Troubled Water in every time we do songs?
I've not done Bridge Over Troubled Water before.
Only, I think every time, maybe. I think every single time.
Well, I can't help it, Cliff. There are songs that need to be sung over and over again.
Like a fat person over obese water.
I think the problem was that I had Tyler get my songs for me today, and he's never listened to our show before, so he doesn't know what we've done.
You should have told him not to do research in old episodes, that we need new songs. You should know. If you don't tell him that, he won't know.
Well, I apologize.
Don't expect him to read your mind.
It was a song you should know.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself. Then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. What is it, Ken?
I smell sex and
candy. Yeah.
Who's that lounging in my... Oh, I'm doing good. I've got two so far.
Oh, Kendall, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud.
All right, Cliff. I'm gonna raise a fuss. I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby and try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do.
There ain't no cure for the summertime blues, right?
I've got the summertime blues right now because it is freaking hot and I'm ready for fall.
I'm so ready for fall, kiddo.
Yes.
If you wake up and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while, open your eyes and look at the day, and you'll see things in a different way.
Don't stop thinking about
tomorrow.
Oh my God, did I get all of them this week?
It'll soon be here. Oh, Kendall, congratulations.
Oh, that is the first time ever on your birthday. Oh, Cliff, all right, here we go. I'm going to try this one. Loving you, is it the right thing to do? How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could
go your own way,
my world. Oh yes, Cliff, you are correct.
Go your own way. Kendall, we both were thinking about that Fleetwood Mac episode of Glee.
Well, you know. Well, Cliff, that is all the songs I got for you.
That's all. I'm not singing to you.
That's all the time we have today for Songs You Should Know. Join us next time for more Songs You Should Know.
Yeah, why don't you? Ask yourself.
Why don't you? Why not? Why
not? Kendall, I know you enjoyed my dulcet tones in that segment. I know you loved
them. And your perfect pitch.
I know. My perfect pitch, Kendall. How much... It's a gift that I share with the listeners. It just comes to me. It's just there when I need it. It's like a superpower that I've got.
Well, speaking of your perfect pitch, you recorded a little something for us, didn't you?
You know, we said before on our 200th episode, our milestone 200th episode, the one thing it lacked was a clear tribute to my perfect pitch. And oh, yes. I thought, and Mr. Snodbottom agreed, he said, you know, what better time to give it the tribute that it truly deserves? Kindle it on my birthday episode.
Give it the old college try, Cliff. Okay, here we go.
Kendall, tickle those ivories, and Mrs. Putter Butter Butter Churn, will you grab your harmonica? It's 12 o'clock on a Thursday night. Our listeners download the show, and I know just what they want to hear, 'cause a voice in my heart told me so. They say, Cliff, will you share with us your special gift given to you from the Lord? 'Cause it makes me love life, it makes me feel alright, and you don't even have to sing words. La 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 di di da. La la di di da. Da da. I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and I sing only for you. Sometimes Kendall, he tries to sing along, but I got to speak honestly. He's real good with bad jokes, and he lights Tyler's smokes, but he often ends up way off key. Sometimes I think my voice is leaving me, but those fears, they tend to pass. And I'm sure that I could be a singing star if I could drop 40 pounds from my ass. La 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 di di da. La la di di da da da. Mr. Snodbottom has a deep voice that isn't really so bad, but the voice like a bell that can save you from hell is the one that I've always had. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she loves to hear my dulcet tone. Yeah, it's okay if you sing along with me, but I really sound better alone. Kendall, don't get too fancy with that piano solo. You know what they want to hear. I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and listeners, I sing only for you. It's weird that I don't have a record deal. I guess the industry's pretty weak. And I know that it's this that you're gonna miss, but I'll probably sing more next week. And Kendall is a huge green. jealousy, and my microphone smells like a belch. And you listen to the songs unless they go on too long, then you switch over to something else. La la la, did it da. La la, did it da. La la. I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch. Sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and if you ask, I will share it with you. I sing for you, I don't do it for me. My ego doesn't need it.
No, that was wonderful, Cliff.
It was wonderful, Kendall. I agree, and thank you.
And Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, what a wonderful solo you had on the harmonica. That was wonderful.
Oh, she had a great solo. I asked her because I know she didn't have anything else going on. So.
Well, Cliff, I have something else going on. It's time to bring in some of our guests to have a little discussion about Hot Subjects.
Oh, all right.
All right, come on in, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, Mrs. Potter Butter. Hello, dear. How are you doing? Happy birthday to you, Cliff. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, happy birthday, boy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Snodbottom.
All right. Well, let's start out with our first topic. Cliff, you wanna throw out our first topic for us?
All right. Our first hot subject that we're talking about this week, Kendall, it's up for debate. Eddie Murphy is going to host next year's Academy Awards.
I had the exact same topic.
Such a hot subject. The subject, smoking on fire. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, what do you think?
Oh, dear. Well, I don't really watch the Academy Awards. I usually have tea with all my wonderful friends, so I don't really know if I have the wherewithal to comment on such a subject. What do you think, dear?
Well, you know, I'd have made it a point in the past to try and watch a show, but I never make it past the first commercial break. It never fails. I fall right asleep in the lazy boy. And, you know, dear, I'm going to expect you to watch the Oscars with me next year. We'll see how Eddie Murphy do.
Okay, I think, yeah.
All right, well, Kendall,
what do you think?
I think that I'm not into it at all. I think that Eddie Murphy's kind of been out of the limelight for too long. And, it's like, I want somebody to host that. I wish Billy Crystal would come back, even though he's been out of the limelight because he's great.
I love
you. But, you have to have somebody that's in the mainstream or in movies every once in a while to be, a host of the Academy Awards.
I would much rather, and this is probably not a popular opinion, I'd much prefer James Franco and Anne Hathaway to come back and host.
Oh, me too.
Again.
I love them.
I thought they were really fun.
I did too. I'm mad that everybody else hated. All right, Cliff, what do you think, or Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Show, Mr. Stumpbottom? Oh, yes, dear.
Yeah.
What do you think about Chaz Bono on Dancing with the Stars?
Kendall, the writers, they emailed us the same mass email of hot subjects, and we have foolishly gone with the same one.
Oh, you both.
Well, we'll see how close we are on the third one. But what do you think about this, about Chaz Bono being on Dancing with the Stars?
I think that it's great that he's going to be on there. I think definitely he is at least a well-known person. He's as much of a celebrity as anybody else they've had on there.
Yeah, I sort of feel a little bit like... oh, dear, please.
Sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
I sort of feel like... I know it's your birthday, Cliff. You'll do what you want.
I know, it is. You really can't get that.
I mean, I sort of feel like they're making it sort of the butt of a joke. I mean, not really the butt of a joke, but I feel like that they're... I don't know. I just feel like he shouldn't have to do that. You know what I mean? I feel like... I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying at all?
Like he shouldn't have to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, no, not that. I don't know what I'm really trying to say, but I just feel like that it I don't know. I don't feel like it would end well. I just feel like it's putting him on display, and I feel like it... I don't know.
Well, I think it's, and I know that you're saying that because you think, like, it potentially hurt his feelings.
It's like a public spectacle, a public spectacle, you know, of him. And I feel like he's been through a lot already.
Well, I mean, he's doing it willingly, and I think he's doing it just more to get the message out there that it's okay, and look, he's a normal person. And
I think it's wonderful.
Me too. I think good. I'm glad to hear that.
Mrs. Putter Butter Butter Churn is so progressive.
Yeah, she is. And you know, she's bringing me around. I do believe I have to admit for the first time on the air anywhere that in the fall of the year 2000, I admit it, I voted for George W. Bush, and I regretted it ever since.
Oh,
I know
well.
Only complete utter morons would ever do such a thing.
Well, you're right about that.
Mr. Snowbottom, you're in good company.
Yeah, yeah. But she's bringing me around, opening my eyes to new things like Charles Bono from, I don't know, I didn't realize I always liked the song. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I have no idea that he was a transgender person. But it doesn't matter to me one way or another.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Snodbutt.
Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Chan, she said I didn't talk enough last time on the show, so I'm just trying to make up for it. I don't mean to monopolize the conversation.
We did hog the conversation last time. I just felt that he needed to speak a little bit more.
Everybody should speak as much as they want to, is all I'm going to say. Okay, so the third one. Okay, I can't believe two hot subjects we had in the row of all the hot subjects in the world.
I hope it's the third one's the same one, although I don't think it will be.
It won't be. These others are too weird. Kendall, I want you to think about this, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, Mr. Snodbottom.
Yes,
think
dear.
About this.
dear, please. Oh, please, everyone should not talk when they want to if they're going to belch. Well, dear, it's okay. I actually, you know, stepped out of my boundaries last time we did Hot Subject, so I sympathize with you, dear.
You know, that's what we're all about. Even after episode 200, even after our 30th birthday episode, there's still ways for us to grow and as people, and it just shows that, like, our journeys aren't over. Just, you know, there's not an age when you stop. You continue to open up. Don't
Unfortunately for the listeners, the journey is not over on this show.
Unfortunately, people in the future, aliens from another planet, are thinking, why is this show not over yet? Maybe I'll die. Maybe there'll be another nuclear blast. Please.
This show is wonderful.
Yes, excellent producing.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Potter.
Kendall and guys, I want all of us to think about this. Half of the U.S. population over the age of 2 consumes sugary drinks daily. These are drinks like soda, sweetened waters, energy drinks, sports drinks, and fruit beverages. And that's not including diet soda or anything without calories. Can you believe that half of America has something like that every day? What do you think?
Cliff, that was my exact same third one.
No, it wasn't.
No. I think it's deplorable, and that is why I went on that juice cleanse to try to cleanse myself of all that sugar and all that bad stuff. Oh, dear, that was a rough week when you went on that juice cleanse. You were so irritable.
It was annoying, right?
Oh,
it was as irritable as my bowels. I think everybody in the studio truly.
Dear, please don't talk about your bowels on the air.
Oh, my.
That is not proper etiquette.
Now, you know, I don't mean
to be
open and honest.
We have lost control of this show. Dears, I'm sorry. I have to speak my mind. Cliff, I think Mrs. Dunlop got really embarrassed. He went out of the room.
I don't even know.
Well, it serves him right, dear. He shouldn't be talking about his bowels in public.
Oh, his mouth. Oh, he slipped me a note right as he left. This is what he wrote. He said that he felt like everybody in the studio knew what he felt like having irritable bowel syndrome. He felt like the way we all knew what he felt like every day with the irritation of Kendall. Like, yeah, that's how he feels with his bowels. We agree. Yeah. If you don't have to come back, it's okay. We forgive you. We're not judging him for running out, are we? No, we're not.
No. Well. Little lover's quarrel clip. Oh, well, everyone, thank you all. That's all the hot subjects that we're going to be talking about this week.
Oh, it is. Thank you, Mrs. Butterbutter, trying to thank Mr. Snodbottom for coming
dear.
And being on the air.
Thank you, dear. I'm sorry that he spoke of his bowels.
It's okay.
It's fine. Cliff belches on the air all the time. We
can
handle a little bowel talk. And Cliff, it's real sad that we made Mr. Snodbottom leave the studio.
It is sad. It is sad. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, right, everybody?
It be what it be, Cliff. Now, I do, Cliff, I want to be serious for a second. I want to wish you a very happy 30th birthday. I'm not far behind you. Keep the seat warm. And thanks for being on the show all these years, Cliff, and another decade of wonderful podcasting is ahead of us.
Oh, you bet your sweet bippy it is, Kendall. And I want all the kids out there, don't be afraid of turning 30. It's just another number. It's just another number. It's so exciting. So exciting. When you're old, you get to, if you say things twice, it's like emphasis. Did you tell everybody we're on the internet?
Not yet. You didn't let me finish. If our listener would check us out, clippingkindle.com, clippingkindle.blogspot.com, facebook.com/clippingkindle, email us at clippingkindle@yahoo.com, give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT, twitter.com/clippingkindle. Oh, God. Yeah, it's your birthday, so I'm going to allow it.
I'll allow it.
Do you have a quote?
It's my party and I'll belch if I want to, belch if I want to, belch if I want to. You would belch too if you were
obese.
I'm clear.
Wait, did you have a quote?
No, that was my quote.
Oh, well, I have a quote. You let me tell my quote.
Me your quote. You're the quote man.
Cliff,
yeah.
The older the fiddle, the sweeter the tune. And that was the English proverb.
The sweeter the tune, Kendall. Oh,
now, take
my
us home.
My tune is sweet. Take me home, God. Birthday roads, to a place where I will die. I'm Cliff.
Not soon enough. And I'm Kendall. Not you, but us. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll
together,
see you next
collectively,
week.
Collectively, we're Thelma and Louise in this shit. We love you.
No.
Won't stop the show. Oh, hell no. Won't stop the show. Nobody could ever stop us. Keep podcasting till the world ends. The only way would be to kill us. Keep podcasting till the world ends.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.